We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. The Illini Chabad Student Board issued a statement on Facebook in support of Israel as a response to the ongoing protests. The statement urged students to value the safety of Jewish and non-Jewish students. Illini Hillel's executive director, Erez Cohen, also released a statement on Sunday. The statement said that the university administrators discouraged any counter-protest to the pro-Palestine protests to de-escalate the situation and that police and administrators are prioritizing student safety. Illini Hillel plans to add additional security using the Jewish United Fund and is set to continue events and activities as planned. The 2024 Christie Clinic hosted Illinois Race Weekend on Saturday with the theme of Reunited. Over 10,000 runners from over the country came to participate in the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and marathon. Friday's opening 5K was canceled amid protests on the University of Illinois campus, but Saturday's events still occurred. It was the first time since the pandemic that the full marathon was included in the race. Race organizers said one of their highest priorities is rescheduling the 5K with a virtual option for those unable to return to Champaign-Urbana. Results from the races are available online. Stretching over 50 acres, Boneyard Creek was cleaned by 68 volunteers. They were able to pick up 23,000 pounds worth of trash. Approximately 70 trash bags were filled, with each bag being able to hold 40 gallons of materials. The most interesting items collected were a Bloody Hell CD, a circuit board, and a laptop. Senate Republicans are pushing back on the recently proposed funding model for higher education. The Commission of Equitable Public University Funding announced the proposal last month. The idea is that certain metrics would determine the amount of money given to universities while also giving extra money to schools based on student income and race. Republicans are advising against this, saying it would lead to constitutional issues, pointing to federal law and recent Supreme Court rulings. If this were to happen, the schools would lose federal funding altogether. The Fighting Illini men's golf team finished second place at the 2024 Big Ten Championship following the Northwestern Wildcats. For the second consecutive season, junior Jack Buchanan earned all Big Ten Championship team honors. Other key players included freshman Max Herendine, who got the best score for an Illini freshman at a Big Ten Championship since Adrian Dumonde-Chassard's 2019 win. The Fighting Illini are now set to compete in the NCAA regionals that are scheduled for May 13th through 15th. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Shane Werner, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, Emily Huffman, and Alice May. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy.